The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, well, these geopolitical issues rise, continue again. Adam's on the line from London, where your country, Adam's country, have released this Iranian ship seized in Gibraltar. It's an oil tanker, I think, isn't it? Adam, good morning.
It is. Good morning, yes. An Iranian oil tanker, or Iranian-owned, I should say, with obviously not an Iranian crew necessarily, but seized 6 weeks ago by Royal Marine Commandos because they said it was on its way to break EU sanctions and deliver oil to Syria. Iran made a tit-for-tat seizure of a British tanker in the Gulf, and we've had a war of words. We've had a boosted Royal Navy presence in the Gulf. Frankly, we've had a few altercations there. But in return, it's thought Tehran might now release the British tanker, though the interesting thing of this, I mean, it sounds like, you know, the tit-for-tat, and if they're both released, fine. But up a pipe to the Americans, the U.S. Department of Justice has apparently requested that the Iranian ship should not be released and should be held. Well, it seems that, tough luck, Americans, it's leaving Gibraltar. But you just kind of wonder what this does for Anglo-American-European-Iranian relations, or is that just too complicated?
No, not too complicated. What an extraordinary story, in blinding heat. Apparently the heat in Tokyo was just unbelievable in this triathlon, a trial, basically. And the triathlon, International Triathlon Union has a rule, 2.11.F, which states, quote, athletes who finish in a contrived tie situation where no effort to separate their finish times has been made will be disqualified. So, Adam?
Isn't that harsh? Except that's exactly what happened with Jess Learmonth and Georgia Taylor Brown, two British athletes taking part in the World Triathlon Olympic qualification race. It actually shortened one or two of the distances because of the extreme heat, as you say, in Tokyo. But they had no prior pact. They hadn't worked things out. They just happened to be on the home straight when they thought, we'll join hands. They're in the same team. They're from the same country. They joined hands and crossed the line. That's not allowed because, as you say, of that rule on contrivance. Good grief. What happened to the Corinthian spirit? Yeah. I mean, let's bang some heads together.
I agree.
And say, there's nothing wrong with that, surely.
No, absolutely. And, I mean, basically they had to cut the running section from 10K to 5K. And two girls, whether that will impede their capacity to represent their country at the Tokyo Olympics, I don't know, but hopefully the English selectors will have some common sense, which is what you've got heaps of, Adam. And you have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you on Monday. Adam Gilchrist in London.